1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I want to feel it. So bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you. America, kicking it off, we're going to go with Ron. Hi, Ron.
How are you doing?
Living well. What's up?
Well, basically, I've got a couple of things. One is I've been struggling with insomnia. I've always had kind of sleep issues throughout my life, but lately it's just become something that's just been real burdensome because it seems like I'm maybe getting like 4 hours of sleep, which obviously affects me throughout the whole day. And also, it seems to be something that my son has struggled with because he's become extremely hyperactive. And he seems to be struggling with sleep as well. And so I'm thinking that obviously with him, that's translating over to his hyperactivity.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of just where I'm at. And I've been trying to think of ways as far as diet that may be able to assist in improving those areas.
Well, the sleep issues, if it's something you've been dealing with for a long time, is it hard for you to go to sleep or stay asleep?
Generally, I go to sleep just fine, and usually, it's throughout the night. I'm awake, I'm asleep. But lately, it's been I'll go to sleep, and I'll wake up at maybe 1 o'clock, and then that's pretty much it for the day, or for the night. I'm awake for pretty much the rest of the time.
Hmm. Your doctor's done anything with you? Have they suggested sleep medicines? What path have you gone with this?
Basically, I've tried different, like, vitamin Bs and things like that to try and help because I just am not a guy that likes to do any type of drugs. I'm really, like, a homeopathic kind of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just been different types of offerings within that kind of world as far as vitamins and stuff like that.
When you talk to the doctors, they ever try to put you on anything, but you just said, no, I really don't want to do that?
They've offered. It's just one of those things that kind of concerns me.
Yeah, well, it would concern me too. The reason I'm asking is because so a lot of times when you can go to sleep but you can't stay asleep, the serotonin levels get really low in the brain, and that can be a root cause. And it's kind of the chicken, which came first. Is it the low serotonin levels causing the sleep or the sleep causing low serotonin? But regardless, we know it's a factor. Now, a lot of doctors will, just as a quick fix or to see, they'll put someone on a SSRI, which is basically an antidepressant that deals with serotonin levels, just to find out exactly how the body responds. Some people feel better. Some people go to sleep with no problem. And some it doesn't really affect at all. So there's what's called the circadian rhythm with the adrenal glands. That could be off in your body as well. So there could kind of be a couple of different things going on. I don't think that it's just a quick silver bullet supplement. Oh, you're missing something. I think that it would be good to look at your nutritional deficiencies, have your doctor maybe check out and look at some of your levels and maybe nutritional levels in your blood work and see if anything's deficient. But do you fluctuate with that? Do you have good nights or is it every night you have the insomnia issue?
Every once in a while, if I get through the night, it feels really good. But, I mean, we're talking that's maybe once a week at best, usually once every couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. So it's very rare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, was your diet, like, is your diet good or no?
We try and eat all organic. We try and combine everything as far as meats and vegetables. So, I don't know. To me, it sounds like I'm okay, but I may be missing something I don't know about.
Are you doing things like fish oil and some of the basic supplements, vitamin D, that kind of thing?
Yeah. I don't do a lot of fish oils. I mean, the rest of our family does. It's just not one I've been doing.
Something you might want to consider.
Okay.
It makes a big difference. It really does. That's a big one. The fish oils can make a huge difference in sleep patterns, but just your overall health. Now, if you want to look at some of the supplements and do some research on them, your eating habits, if you cut out grains, for example, cut out grains, breads, pasta, cereals, crackers, you might want to look at doing that for maybe a couple of weeks and see how your body responds to that. Because that, you know, again, sometimes you can have food allergies and that kind of thing. Proteins are really important because they help with brain chemistry. If you get too deficient in protein, you're not eating enough, or your body's not using it enough, then it can cause some, you know, some issues with that. So those are just a couple of things I would look into. But the serotonin levels, they're a big one, big time. Now, your son, you said, was what's going on with him? Hyperactive?
Yeah, he's super hyperactive, and he seems to have the same issue. I mean, we'll put him to bed, and it takes him forever to go to sleep. When he does go to sleep, then he's awake early as well. So that's why I'm kind of thinking maybe we're both kind of in that same weird cycle, and that's why I was thinking maybe it's something that's diet that's causing us both to have the same or a similar type issue, I should say.
Yeah, there just may be a real strong, again, when you don't have anything, and we're just talking here, and you look at some of the basics, our dairy and grains, those two, they really are culprits. It's not forever. And when I talk about that, everybody's like, oh, you're anti-grain, you don't like bread, you don't like dairy. No, that's not true. But when you've got certain issues going on, when you eliminate those from the diet, just for like 3 weeks, you can see if the body's going to respond. Sometimes it doesn't. It doesn't make a hill of beans towards someone. It really doesn't make a difference. But a lot of times it can make drastic differences. So it's just something, it's something to think about, because with hyperactivity, he can have issues with dopamine levels in the brain, acetylcholine. There can be cortisol within the adrenal glands that are becoming an issue. I mean, there's a lot of little things that it could be. But again, I know what you're saying. I mean, you don't want to really take a medication to go to sleep. And you're young. What is your age?
39.
Yeah. Young. Big time. And probably tired of dealing with it.
What's that?
Said, and probably tired of dealing with it. You know, wanting to sleep.
It's been a long time. Well, and recently it's just become so much worse that it's just very frustrating. So.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get that. And so the deal is, I would look at your dietary changes, make sure you're eating balanced, lean quality proteins and low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and your healthy fats. Those are all going to be keys for you. The fats are important. So the fish oils and all, if you haven't been doing a lot, you might want to consider upping those, because they do make a huge difference in overall brain chemistry. And of course, that when you affect brain chemistry, you affect your sleep patterns. So a couple things to think about. But get going on a regular basis. Whatever you do, just get consistent and make sure. And your son, if you're going to do kind of come off grains and kind of see how you feel, you might want to do it with him, and that way you guys can be tag team partners in it and really kind of understand, you know, it's just good accountability. When dad or mom does something with the kids, it really makes a statement. So it might be something you consider. Keep me posted, though. You can always email me and also call me back here on the show anytime, all right? 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Check out the website.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who have been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. store, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can call right now, or you can go online. You go to healthcoachradio.com. We're going to Patrick next on the phones. Hi, Patrick.
Hello, Dr. Huston.
Good to talk with you.
Question to ask you. I drink about a gallon and a half, 2.5 gallons of water every day.
Okay.
I think I'm flushing all of my electrolytes out of my body because I get severe leg cramps. And my muscles get to be stiff, too.
Yeah, it could be. And all you want to do, I mean, one thing you can do, it's pretty easy, is just to take a mineral supplement if you want to drink that much water. Or back it down to just about a gallon a day. Is there a break point? Like, if you drink a gallon, do you not notice it as much? Have you tested that out a little bit?
No.
Yeah, just cut it back to about a gallon a day and see if your body responds that way. I mean, sometimes you can drink a little bit too much water. Are you drinking distilled or are you drinking spring water? What kind of water are you drinking?
I drink purified water.
Yeah, I would just back it down. See if your body still does that.
I was taking put a little bit of lemon juice in there and that helped. But the thing of it is that acid would eat your enamel on your teeth over time.
Was it getting bad? Did you start noticing it?
Well, that's what I was told. I was told by someone. Says, "Why I put lemon juice? Well, you know, the lemon has that citrus acid." And eventually, over time, it's going to enamel your teeth.
No, the citric acid, believe it or not, is more. It makes the body more alkaline. And so, I mean, that's not anything I'd worry too much about. The issue, though, with the water, as far as flushing things out, start cramping and all, usually it's potassium and sodium levels that get out of balance. Sometimes because of that, if you don't salt your foods, that might be something you want to look into, because the Celtic sea salt, especially the pink sea salt, which is so healthy for you, adds the minerals back into your body in a lot of different ways. So just a couple of things to think about. Plus, sodium levels are really good for energy, supporting the adrenal glands. And when you drink a ton of water, it can kind of flush all that out. So that can happen. It just depends on, you know, the level that it's happening with your body. And again, based on your body weight and all that, you might want to experiment around with different levels of water and find out where that break point is. Okay. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can check us out on the web. You can go to healthcoachradio.com. So many people now, from that I talk to anyway, are just struggling. They're struggling so much with their health. They're not doing well, you know, knowing what to do, how to do it, dealing with arthritis, more inflammatory conditions than ever. But a lot of people are dealing with depression. And I think it's, you know, with the economy, there are families that are breaking up, people losing their jobs, people going bankrupt. There's a lot going on. But there's a lot you can do to fight depression, and there's ways to improve your mood. So I want to talk a little bit about that, because I think that when you look at depression, it's low serotonin levels. It can be low dopamine levels. There's different aspects of it. But, I mean, your food choices make a huge difference in how you're going to function and how you feel. So what does your plate look like for eating, for your mood? Let's talk about it. You want to eat a balanced diet, of course, as they always say, but plenty of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, limited grains, by the way, and limited dairy products, cheese and yogurt, but meats, fish, poultry, beans, nuts, eggs are all very good and can really support your body. So nutrients that can improve the mood, let's talk about them. Omega-3 fatty acids, one of my favorites, found in fatty fish like salmon and mackerel. They're also found in ground flaxseed. And a lot of the oils, like grapeseed oil, walnuts are really good too. But a lot of the symptoms that you can see with improved mood is by taking the fish oil, you can notice that a lot of the depression-type symptoms can begin to lift and it elevates your mood. Vitamin B12 and folate, those are the other two. And vitamin B6 as well, in the form of pyridoxal 5-phosphate. Now, you can find vitamin B12 in fish such as salmon and trout, but it's also in a lot of the fortified breakfast cereals. You might want to skip those. And it's good, you know, it's a good source of folate. You can find them in the dark leafy green vegetables like spinach, kale, also the citrus fruits, the beans, almonds, dairy products, and such. So the B vitamins help break down homocysteine, which is a big, big, big factor for brain chemistry issues. Dark chocolate's another one of my favorites as well. The dark chocolate contains antioxidants and endorphins that can help release the feel-good hormones. It says, I recommend it's dopamine, basically, that it affects. But Villacorta says in this that you can eat just 1 to 2 small pieces a day. It's actually good for you. But be sure to stop there. If you start indulging more than that, it can really help you pack on the pounds. That is for sure. It can happen in a second. Protein provides amino acid tryptophan, which has been shown to improve mood in some people. The good sources of protein are lean meats, fish, poultry, and the low-fat dairy products. Also, beans and certain nuts have protein and can supply tryptophan to help fight the symptoms of depression. So many people get on their carb kicks. And with the carb kicks, it becomes really difficult for... it throws the brain chemistry off, number one. But if you don't have enough protein, then you can't support overall brain chemistry. And with depression, anxiety, any of these kind of issues, you've got to make sure you have a good foundation. And the foundation comes with what you're eating on a regular basis. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You have questions? You can give me a call. Also, go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. And our wellness providers, if you're looking for them, try to find someone that believes the way that I'm talking about here on the show. We call them the wellness providers, a healthcare network of practitioners and providers around the country that believe the same way we do. Check out mywellnessproviders.com, and you can go there and easily find one of our providers and get in touch with them so they can help you reach your health goals. It's all about making it. It's all about hitting your goals. But it's really all about thriving and not just barely making it, so that your last days become better than your first days. You can make changes, and your body can regenerate, but you have to want it. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Go online, healthcoachradio.com. More Healthy Talk Radio, talking back to the phones. All of you waiting right now will get to you, so hang tight. Also got some emails and got an interesting article coming up. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. You can change it. That's what's so amazing about our health. And why I love doing this is because it actually is not just the cards that you're dealt, just because grandma and grandpa had heart disease or cancer or diabetes or something like that. That literally we can change our family tree. We can change what we deal with. So whatever we're handed, it's what we make of it. And by changing certain things in our lifestyle choices, we can make huge strides in our overall health. And that's what I want to encourage you to do, that whatever you've been struggling with, whatever you've been dealing with, that you can make a change. But you have to want it. You have to eat better. You have to exercise. You've got to do all these things on a daily basis that make an impact and make a difference. So if you are stuck and you need to lose 15 pounds, or if you haven't felt good for years, or if your thyroid's all messed up, or if you've gone through maybe having a stent in your heart and you're just looking for a new way to go, looking for a great change, looking for someone to help you along the way, that's what we want to do, is to help you go from where you are right now to where you need to be. You can call me. We can talk about it. 888-283-7272. Or go on the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Kicking off now with Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how you doing?
Living well. What's going on?
Oh, I was calling because I'm a long-term listener of your show, and also I've been having some pain in my right side of my stomach, on the below side of my hip, my leg, and it like hurts all the way down to my knee, and it just hurts real bad. But I went to the doctor, and they said that I had to get colonoscopy, and I am so scared. So would you recommend for like nervousness, and because I never had this done before, but I'm just kind of scared.
Well, the procedure sounds kind of scary, but it's nothing to be nervous about. They'll probably use a little bit of light anesthesia or general if you go all the way under. But it's a very easy procedure. I mean, the GI doctors are very qualified, and they go in with the camera and they just look at everything. I mean, be grateful more than worried and concerned, because you know the amount of information they're going to find, which, you know, is all should be good, is going to be quite helpful with all of this. And that's one thing you want to make sure that, you know, obviously that they're doing is that's one of the things that, you know, that is so important for overall health, is to make sure that when you go through these testings, that, you know, is the one thing. Matters so much. So at the end of the day, what matters and what's so good and what's so helpful with a colonoscopy is when they do these tests, to just, you know, they're going to give you the little drink that you drink, go through that, and, you know, just kind of drink it and let it, you know, settle, and it'll be the night before. They'll clean everything out. They may give you, and you can ask them for this. I don't really recommend it, but sometimes they do this, is that you can ask for a benzodiazepine. Now, the benzodiazepine is basically Xanax, and the Xanax can be given, you know, it raises GABA levels, which calms the entire nervous system. And, you know, again, it's I don't like it because it's kind of an addictive drug, and it really, it's very strong. But you can do it. I mean, that's one thing that a lot of times they'll offer you, or they'll give you some kind of medication that will relax and calm your nerves. But going into it, just look at it as it's a positive. It's going to give you great information. It's going to help you. It's going to protect you, because at the end of the day, they're going to make sure that everything is where it needs to be in the colon and the digestive tract. And that's one thing you want to make sure that you can follow. So just hang tight with that, and definitely don't be nervous. The information is going to help you tremendously. And then when you finish, make sure you have someone actually help you with your diet and your lifestyle choices. You know, you're making sure that you know what you're eating. Even if they were to find a polyp or something like that, have someone that can work with you on the right kind of lifestyle habits moving forward, so that your later days now can be strong days, that your days can be, you know, full of vitality and health and full of energy. Because you don't want to keep up the same habits over and over again that you've done for like the last 15 years. When you do that, and if you're making the wrong ones, of course that can accumulate and build up. But if you start making new ones, the body can adapt and it can change in a great way. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Now, a little bit about noise and dirty air. You know, we talk about environmental pollution so much. You can talk about your foods, you can talk about not exercising, you can talk about all these things, but what about the toxins in the air in our environment? Do they matter? Do they make a big difference in our health? Well, they can. Noise and dirty air really is kind of a double whammy. Air pollution and noise pollution both may boost the risk of heart disease. New research from Germany suggests that many studies have looked at air pollution, while others have looked at noise pollution. Says Dr. Barbara Hoffman, a professor of environmental epidemiology at the Institute of Environmental Medicine and lead author of a new study. The study looked at both the same time and found each form of pollution was independently associated with subclinical atherosclerosis. It's also known as hardening of the arteries. Hoffman and her colleagues are scheduled to present their findings Monday in Philadelphia at a meeting at the American Thoracic Society. The researchers analyzed data for a continuing population study underway in the Ruhr region of Germany. And the data covered how exposure to fine particle pollution and long-term traffic noise exposure affected the cardiovascular risk. Among more than 4,200 residents, average age of 60, all three cities in the vicinity, after controlling for age, gender, smoking status, physical activity, alcohol use, and other factors that could affect the results, the team found that air and noise pollution significantly boosted a clinical measure of arterial hardening known as thoracic aortic calcification. While local air pollution was found to drive up the TAC among study participants by an average of nearly 20%, local noise pollution drove up the TAC by roughly 8%. So both exposures seem to be important, they said, and both must be considered on a population level rather than focusing on just one hazard. Again, so much is with the toxicity in our environment, it's playing such a big role in our health. I really think it's one of the major causes of so much of what we deal with. So the cell phones are another big one, too. And what they're saying now is cell phone use will show what side of the brain is dominant. So if you use your right ear to talk into your cell phone mostly, you're likely right brain dominant, according to new research. The dominant side of the brain that controls speech and language, and researchers found that about 70% of its participants in the study held their phones to the ear on the same side as their dominant hand. So people who are left-brained dominant, 95% of the population are typically right-handed, and vice versa for those who are right-brain dominant. So the research could help doctors easily find someone's speech and language part of the brain before operating and protect it so it doesn't get damaged during procedures. Among those surveyed, 90% of those who polled were right-handed and 68% used the right ear. 25% use their left ear and 7% use both ears. So, again, a couple little tips along the way that can be helpful. Cup of Joe, they're saying now, can help your liver. Here we go. Starbucks, I know you're loving this. So, new research suggests that drinking coffee may help lower the risk of a certain type of dangerous liver disease, primary sclerosing cholangitis. Or PSC is a disorder of the liver's bile ducts, where they harden and scar due to excessive inflammation. Researchers from the Mayo Clinic looked at coffee habits of patients with PSC, primary biliary cirrhosis, an autoimmune disease where the bile ducts are slowly destroyed, and a control group of healthy people, and found that those who drank more coffee more often were less likely to have PSC. And there was no link found between drinking coffee and the PSC, which could mean the two conditions could be more different than originally thought. On average, patients with PSC had 50 cups of coffee a month and drank coffee for about half their lives. Patients with PSC or PBC claim they drank an average of 78 cups a month. A lot of coffee. Moving forward, they said we can look at what the finding might tell us about the causes of so much of these and how better to treat them. Study lead author, Dr. Craig Lambert, who's a Mayo GI doc, said in a press release recently about this, which is pretty interesting. Flu vaccine, they're saying now, may not be as good as advertised. Getting a flu vaccine is practically a routine for most Americans come fall, but a new article in the British Medical Journal questions whether or not shot is as beneficial as the public health officials say. Consider vaccines versus other methods of prevention, such as hand washing. Peter Doshi, who's a postdoctoral fellow at Comparative Effectiveness Research at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, says the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention claims vaccines are the best protection against the flu. Where are the studies that show the superiority of vaccination against other methods of preventing the flu, they say? Doshi says the flu vaccines studied by the CDC used healthy individuals, and so they say that there's a possibility that all could be true, but they're looking into it right now. Again, personal thoughts on the vaccines and their relevancy. Some can work, and some have their questions. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. All we got to do is change. Making simple changes creates massive momentum in our overall health. We'll be right back. Thank you. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is a show where your health is your wealth. Now, check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Going to Carol now. Hi, Carol.
My mother has aortic stenosis, and I'm wondering if there's anything a person can do other than having the valve surgery.
I mean, usually the surgery is one of the better things. I mean, at the end of the day, that's pretty much typical. I mean, it's pretty much standard of care. So you always want, you know, whenever things are listed when it comes to surgery, it's kind of like you've got to have the options of not doing it. But in this case, I wouldn't even suggest that. You always want to go with what the cardiologist and also what the surgeons are talking about. Because at the end of the day, that level of specialty is one you really don't want to challenge a whole lot. Getting multiple opinions, I think, is smart. And getting opinions from, you know, doctors in different groups, I think that is very beneficial and a great way to go. But yeah, you want to go, if you want anything, go get a second opinion from someone that would be in line to potentially, you know, actually do the surgery. So they can give you just a real good, solid answer for what to do. Okay, 888-283-7272, lines are open with questions about your health. Now, here's the deal. A lot of kids are into the whole video game thing, and it's really become an obsession. It's become an addiction. It's become something that so many people struggle with. Kids will get in and play for hours and hours and hours. And, you know, even if this is not Xbox or whatever, they'll get on the internet and they'll play in their group games and, you know, play just for so much time. Almost creates an antisocial type behavior. And at the height of his 20-year addiction, just as an example, Ryan Van Cleve recalls a 3-year period in which every thought was dominated by an alternative universe called the World of Warcraft. It's a popular online game in which multiple players role-play their control characters is a huge virtual world while battling monsters and each other. So the married college professor and father of two from Sarasota, Florida, says that while others were living normal lives, he was living this alternative life in this world where he would mull over high-powered weapon trades, fret about battleground honors he needed to earn, and concern himself with inventory of characters. While I was consumed by this never-ending, breathtaking virtual universe, said Van Cleve, he wrote a book called Unplugged, which is my journey into the dark world of video games. He says, it was as if an unseen digital umbilical cord was keeping me externally wired to the game that demands every waking moment. There was a constant yearning. When I wasn't gaming, it felt like a part of me was missing. There was a lack in my life. And to play was to remove the lack. It was that sense of wrongness. Van Cleve gave up playing games cold turkey in 2007 and has since made it a mission to make the public aware of the dangers of gaming in his writings and lectures. So he's glad to see the internet is using gaming disorder as an actual term. The DSM-5, which is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, has now added this to its list, and it says there's still some dispute as to whether gaming and compulsive use of the internet is still a mental disorder unto itself or related to a different form of addiction. Internet use gaming disorder has been included in DSM-5 as a condition recommended for further study and still lacks the kind of uniform diagnostic criteria you might find with alcoholism and gaming. But Van Cleve says that he doesn't really need a psychiatric manual to tell him video gaming can be a serious problem for some people. He says, I know it's real more than anything, and I see that on a regular basis. But what I struggle with so much is that so many people will do it and for so long, like 50 hours a week, which counts as an addiction. So it's not to say everyone who games is an addict, nor is he saying that at all, but what he's saying that playing a video game for 45 minutes after schoolwork is no big deal, playing till 4:30 in the morning is kind of a big deal. I would say yes. So the video games designed for addiction, are they or are they not? Psychotherapist and educational diagnostician who works with people, Russell Hyken, he says internet addiction, he says mostly sees with teens and young adults. He's even had to place clients in residential treatment. But he points out that while people come to play games for different psychological reasons, the games are designed to keep them engaged. So video games are actually designed to be addicting, said Dr. Hyken, who's also author of the Parent Playbook. He says the goal is to continually better your score, which leads to an obsession or an addiction. The social aspect of the multiplayer games creates a sense of belonging to a community of other like-minded people. They can fill a void for loneliness, but also can create some positive self-esteem for further enhances the appeal of the online cyber world. So unfortunately, what begins as an innocent quest for a sense of community or something to alleviate boredom ends up turning into addictive behavior. So I don't think video games addiction is the same as other addictions like alcohol or drugs. He said, but it does affect the brain, and how it's impacting an individual life, we just don't know. Temporary obsessions can cause different issues, but really it's not known yet the full effects of the behavior. We just know that it's highly addictive in nature and can create some antisocial type behavior. So again, if your kids are playing video games longer than about an hour each day, you might want to look at that. You might want to say, okay, what can I do to make an impact and to make a difference? That is always the key. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of our team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.